ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are continuing tafsir of Surah Baqarah. Inshallah we'll do from verse 124. Inshallah. So I recited verse 124. The translation is that, and when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words and he fulfilled them, he said, I am making you the imam of mankind. Said he, and from among my descendants, he said, my place does not extend to the unjust. These are the beginning of the verses of Surah Baqarah. There are 18 verses of Surah Baqarah which talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he propagated the message of Tawheed, and these verses describe about house of Allah, and also these verses describe about the Qibla direction changing, you know. So these are very crucial verses about the faith of our faith, and especially the verses about the appointment of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as an imam. So these are very crucial verses for our faith, and to give our faith the direction of Tawheed and go to the direction of the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which our Allah asked our Prophet to follow the deen of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we being the Muslim, we have to follow the deen of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is deen of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these 18 verses are the pillar for our faith. Durud parda. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. So Allah says that when he tested Ibrahim with few words and he fulfilled it. So now the question comes, what were those words and what has Ibrahim fulfilled it? So words were basically the testing and trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah doesn't grant the positions unless he tests you, and this is the way Allah does things with his servants. So Allah said that he tested with some kalima, those were the words. So what were the testing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? So if you see the life story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was a young man, he confronted Namrud, and because of that confrontation and he was against idols, so finally they threw him in the fire and Allah protected him from the fire. We all know that. So that was his first testing. And he fulfilled the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the testing. Then when he got married to Bibi Saira, and then he got married to Hajra, Bibi Hajra, Salam alayhi, and then when he had Ismail as a child, and his first wife Sarah got jealous about it, that he was paying more attention to the boy, and Hazrat Sarah, Salam alayhi, so she started giving him a hard time. So Hazrat Ibrahim complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking through these tafsir Noor, which is from Ayatollah Imani, and I'm also talking from the tafsir of Tafsir Mizan. So there are two tafsir involved in my discussion. So we have to pay attention where I'm talking from. So Allah, when Ibrahim alayhi salam complained to Allah about how he's getting hard time from his wife Sarah, Allah said that women are like crooked ribs, you know, don't try to correct them. He asked Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his wife Hajra and baby Ismail to his house, near his house. So that was a great testing and trial for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he fulfilled that testing and trial when he left his wife and a baby in the desert where there was no water and no people living there, and he left them there. And he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. See, that's a great testing. That's a great testing for Bibi Hajra and Hazrat Ibrahim both. That, and that gives us the example that we have to follow those things, you know, if the great prophets do that, how, what kind of faith they had, and Allah expect us to follow their path. So we have a long way to go, brothers and sisters. Durud parle. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And he fulfilled that exam so successfully. Then the last testing comes when he sees in his dream that he's slaughtering Ismail alayhi salam. And he asked his son about this dream, and he said that you will find me the patience one. And he was successful in this testing and trial, and then after that Allah appointed him as an imam. So the position of imamat is a higher position than being a messenger. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Durud parda. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Verily, Allah the Blessed, the Sublime, took Abraham alayhi salam as his slave before he took him as a prophet. And verily, Allah took him as his prophet before he took him as a messenger. And Allah took him as his messenger before he made him a Khalil. Allah took him as a confident Khalil before he appointed him as an Imam. When he had brought all these things together in him, he said, verily, I have appointed you as an imam for mankind. So these are the greats, you know. And if you read Tafsir Mizan, Allama Tabatabai describes all different verses of Quran Hakim where they talk individually about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, different status. For the status as a slave, Abd, there are a lot of verses about it in the beginning of his life. Then his status as a Nabi, a lot of verses which describes about him as a Nabi. Then it describes his status as a messenger, there are a lot of verses about it. Then finally, as a Khalil, there are a lot of verses in the Quran Hakim where they describe him as a Khalil. Then as an Imam, this is the verse which is the key verse which we recited, that Allah appointed him as an Imam. So these are the grades which you have to go through. Inni ja'aluka linnasi imama. Now we have to pay attention to, surely I am going to appoint you as imam for the mankind. So now we know that the appointment of imamat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni ja'aluka linnasi imama means the imamat comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can say that I am appointed as a khalifa from people, you know. You can be people's khalifa, but not khalifa appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni ja'aluka linnasi imama. Qala wa min zurriyati qala la yanalu ahd az-zalimin. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, what about from my descendants? Because he was worried about his descendants, that imamat, that office. He wants to have that office for his progeny also. Qala la yanalu ahd az-zalimin. That my covenant doesn't include the transgressors, zalimins. Oppressors, unjust ones. So what it says, that means that imamat will never go to somebody who does zulm, oppression to himself and other people. These two oppression, that means somebody has to be infallible to be imam. The condition of imamat is infallibility, masumiyat. So we see the examples of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that in the Prophet time, among all the companions, only Imam Ali was the one who never worshipped any idol worshipping. Because idol worshipping is the biggest shirk. Shirk is the biggest guna. Biggest sin is shirk. And somebody does that shirk cannot be part of imamat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That proves itself that who is the rightful successor of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This verse shows itself. And the appointment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. It was only from the companion of Prophet where Imam Ali claimed that my imamat came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't think anybody else claimed that I became Khalifa because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the verse which shows that I am the Khalifa because Allah appointed me Khalifa. It's only Imam Ali who claimed that his appointment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have verse in Surah Ma'idah. We all know about that verse. Please recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. واجعل البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهروا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركوع السجود درود اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد عجل عجل. And when we made the house a place of reward for mankind and a sanctuary, take the venue of prayer from Abraham's station. We charge Abraham and Ismail, purify my house for those who around it, for those who make it a retreat, and for those who bow and prostrate. Such a beautiful thing that Allah said that when we made the house, Ms. Kaaba, is a place of reward for mankind. Masabata lil nase. Masaba has three meanings. One meaning is the place of return. One meaning is place of gathering. One meaning is place of reward, to getting spiritual benefits. So Allah said that, remember, we made the house. Allah said this house is a place of reward, gathering together, and a place of sanctuary, a security place. That's why people are not allowed to do hunting and those things around Masjid-e-Haram, because it's a place of sanctuary. So the ideology which Tafsir-e-Noor describes very well about the ideology of Hajj, that we go to Hajj and Umrah to get the spiritual benefits and to get peace in our heart. And for the Muslims, if they have any problems, they need to gather, not to any other places to do conference, but come to near to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get a spiritual peace and sanctuary, so that they can solve their differences rather than fighting and going to the shaitan and trying to sell problem through shaitan and superpowers. You got to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get some solution for your problems. Nowadays, ironically, kuffar can solve their problem very well, but Muslim cannot solve their problems because they have left the house of Allah spiritually. They go to Hajj, but as a materialistic trip, not as a spiritual trip. This shows that Muslims have to go long way through truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Take the venue of prayer from Abraham's station. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Allah wants to remind Muslim to see Abraham's station, Hazrat Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim, where he used to stand, as a place of our prayer. So that when you pray near that Maqam, that place, you remember Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and you see his grand character and his sunnat. So that as a Muslim, we follow it. That's why somebody asked our sixth Imam, Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, that if somebody does tawaf and he forgets to do two rakat salat near Maqam Ibrahim and he goes and leaves Masjid al-Haram and goes to Makkah, Imam says as soon as he remembers, he has to come back and do two rakat. Allahumma salam wa alaykum. Because this is a station of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى, that you have to pray there. It has a great spiritual benefit. And purify my house for those who do tawaf and who do itikaf and who do ruku and sujood. So how to purify the place? Now the commentary goes that the purification which was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was to really clean the mosque. To clean the mass from the idols, because they had idols, to purify the mass from idols. And before, at the time, in ancient time, when the kuffar used to do also hajj, so what they used to do, that they used to leave all these after animal sacrifice, they used to leave animal parts there, and to keep the place dirty. So Allah said, it has to be purified. spiritually and physically. The spiritual cleanness was because of these two prophets being there. And the physical cleanness was also asked by Allah to be done by these great prophets. Recite salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala إذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب نار وبئس المصير. And when Abraham said, My Lord, make this a secure town and provide its people with fruits, such of them as have faith in Allah and the last day. He said, As for him who is faithless, I'll provide for him for a short time and then I'll show him toward the punishment of the fire, and it is an evil destination. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَلْ حَاظَ الْبَلَدًا آمِنًا. When Abraham said, O Lord, make this city a place of safety, protection. وَرَزُقْ أَهْلُمْ مِنَ الثَّمْرَاتِ And give these people in the town risk from the fruits. مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ One who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment. So when he was asking, he said that this Makkah should be a town of safety. The people should live in safety. The people live in safety and give them risk through the fruits. Which people who believe in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe in the day of judgment. قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتَّهُ قَلِيلًا Allah said, that even who is a non-believer, I'll give him some short benefits. ثُمَّ أَتَّرُهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ Then I will shove them. I'll push them towards the hellfire, which is a evil destination. Because when Hazrat Ibrahim was asking a prayer, he was asking for the believers only. He was asking only for believers. So Allah showed his mercy, rabuwiyat, that I'll also give to kuffar, which he does. But it's a short benefit, Allah says. Qalilan. Then I will show them, I'll push them toward the hellfire. That's why we have to, these verses should calm the believers' heart down. Many times believers get disheartened when they see these kuffar being superpowers, so rich, so modern, and we get depressed about it many times. So we have to tell ourselves that this is a short benefit for them. And then they'll be shoved, pushed towards the hellfire. We got a billion verses of Quran Hakim. So our heart can calm down. Please recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. إِذْ يَرَفَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَالْإِسْمَاعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ As Ibrahim raised the foundation of the house, and Ismail, our Lord accepted from us, Indeed, you are all-hearing and all-knowing. So this verse is beautifully described by Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir al-Mizan. That in this verse, Allah is describing that when Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam were raising the foundation of house, they kept praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept it from us. Indeed, you are all-hearing and all-knowing. Accept it. So, the way when you read Quran, sometimes Quran describes as if it's happening now. Sometimes Quran describes past, sometimes it describes future. In this, he's describing so beautifully that it's happening as if now. So, when you read Quran, you see that you see with your own eyes that Ibrahim or Ismail are raising the foundation. And when they're raising, they're praying to Allah, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنْكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ That surely you are Sami and Alim. So it shows the beauty of Quran Hakim. When we see that, we feel that those great prophets who were the forefathers of our prophet did that. So when we go to Hajj, with the same motivation what they were praying, we should pray too when we go to Hajj and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even when we hajj, even when we're at home and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should feel, because when we pray our directions towards Qibla, towards Kaaba, we can always pray like this and ask Allah with the same motivation and desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as these two great prophets ask Allah the prayers. When they said, Rabbana taqabbal minna, when they said that, accept from us this, they did not mention what they were doing, because they were raising the foundation, but they felt that this, what they are doing, was a small thing to even to be mentioned. So they did not even mention what they were doing. Rabbana taqabbal minna, just accept what we are doing. They felt shy to even talk about it, what they are doing. That was their humbleness. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Our Lord, make us submissive to you and raise from our progeny a nation submissive to you, and show us our rights and turn to us clemently. Indeed, you are all clement and all merciful. So when they were, their prayer kept going forward. They kept saying, Rabbana waj'alna muslimain laka. O Allah, make us your submissive, make us your Muslim. So what does it mean? You know, like they were already Muslim. Why they were saying that, make us Muslim? Well, the degree of their obedience is totally different than our degree of obedience. We are not obedient at all. You know, we do sometime. Though what they were asking was different than what we asked to be Muslim. When they asked, Rabbana wajalna muslimaini laka, you are Muslim. Laka, you are Muslim. Not to be you are Muslim, you are obedient. The obedience has a perfection. Wajalna, make us. We can, they are saying, we cannot become Muslim. You make us, you are a Muslim. You make, Lord, you do it to us. Those great prophets said, you do us to those things that we turn towards you is a complete submission. See, that's why our prophet said, our prophet is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, don't leave me alone on myself for a second, you know, for a lama. Keep helping me. Keep helping me, spiritually guiding me. That's what these great two prophets were saying, that you make us Muslim to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this obedience we saw, their obedience was such a great obedience that we saw that how he became Imam and how he passed all those great tests because Allah helped him through all those obedience. Brothers and sisters, we cannot be obedient unless Allah help us out. Because shaitan has great weapons. That's why we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan wa'in rajim. Because unless Allah's help doesn't come, we cannot fight shaitan. And raise from our progeny and nation submissive to you. Then they kept praying that not only we become the obedient, but from our progeny, make a group, a nation, who is submissive to you. Our sixth Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, that we are that nation who are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the result of the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam. So these are basically Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And show us our rights. Allah, they are saying, show us our rights. Wa arina manasikina. Show us our rights, like how to do worship. So what does it mean? Show us our worship. Tafsir Mizan says beautifully that show us our worship means they were talking in the spiritual sense, these two great prophets, that whatever worship we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of that worship in the spiritual strength, we want to see it. The effect of worship in our spiritual strength, we want to see it, so that we can be content and we can have some taskeen and nafs. And tub alayna, and turn to us clemently. They are saying that turn towards us clemently, means with the lot of mercy. Indeed, you are all clement and all merciful. Rabbana wa bas fihim rasulam minhum. yatluq alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimul kitaba wa hikma wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. Our Lord raised among them an apostle from among them who should recite to them your signs and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are almighty and all wise. So when they were praying near the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were praying about our Prophet. Our Prophet says that I am the result of that prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. How much our Prophet was prayed by his grandfathers. That, oh Allah, raise among Makkans, you know. Rabbana wa baz fihim. Rasulum minhum. Rasulam minhum. Baz fihim. From Makkans. You raise, because they were praying in Makkah and Prophet came in Makkah. Yeah, from their progeny. And when they were praying, Allah was listening to their prayers. And prayer came through after thousands of years, you know. We get frustrated, you know, if Allah doesn't respond to our prayer in 3 days, we get frustrated. That's we are. But those great Prophet had great vision and great patience, you know. We know that Hazrat Ibrahim says that, oh Allah, I give you a lot of things that you give me, children and old age, you know. So he kept praying in his life, but he got children and old age, but he was so thankful. He kept praying very hopefully, but we lose hope so quick. May Allah guide us. Recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alim. Now we got to pay attention. Who should recite to them your signs? See, reciting the signs, reading verses of Quran is so important. And teach them a book and wisdom and purify them. Purification is the last stage. You know, we قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى. Surely he is successful who purifies himself, right? So, basically, the teaching of an alim is who does reciting. The teaching of alim is in the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is sunnah of Allah and His Prophet? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُ الْكِتَابَ حِكْمَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That is the sunnah of Allah and Prophet. That sunnah has to be practiced in all the mosques from the pulpit. What is the sunnah? Reciting Allah's verses, teaching them the book and the wisdom, and purifying them. That is the wisdom. Now I'll stop here for a few minutes about purification. The difference between messengerhood and difference between imamat. We talked before about messengerhood and imamat. I'll go back and then I'll go further here because Prophet's job is always to teach verses of Quran or teach the scripture in old time. All the prophets who were there, they read scripture and they taught it. And they purified the people and believers, right? Through this sunnah. But what is the difference between a messenger and an imam? Inni ja'alu linnas imama. The difference between a messenger and an imam is the level of imam is higher than messenger. The difference, because we saw that inni ja'alu linnas imama, when he was appointed as a imam, he was already a messenger. So the difference between a messenger and imam is that messenger's job is to give message and purify. The role of imam is to give the message and at the same time to try to establish the community and govern the community with the shariat, which is a higher level job. So he gives the message, he purifies them, and also he tries to set up the Islamic rules in the community. He tries to implement them, which is a harder job. When you read a lot of verses in Quran who the imams are, the verses describe that they are the one who keeps patience and they have complete yaqeen. Because this is a higher position job. When we see our Aima Tahirin from our first imam till the imam of our time, they always try to set up Islamic government. It has not happened yet. But they kept patience on that. But their job, their role is as a spiritual guide, as a spiritual lamp, to purify with their grand spirituality, to purify the community, and to serve the community through their spiritual benefits. That's why We call about our 12th Imam that his example is like a sun behind the clouds who gives benefit to the whole earth. Because of their power of spirituality, they keep guiding us. So that is the point which I'm trying to make it. Now I'll go to inshallah next verse. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And who will renounce Abraham's creed except one who fools himself? We certainly chose him in this world, and in the hereafter he will indeed be among the righteous. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And when his Lord said to him, submit, he said, I submit to the Lord of all the worlds. Now Allah is describing the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah says that, and who will renounce Abraham's creed except one who fools himself? So Allah said that Ibrahim's deen was the right perfect deen, and whosoever deviates from that deen, He is fooling himself. That is the great position of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah says that who does not follow his deen is basically fooling himself. We certainly chose him in the present world. That's why Allah chooses people. You don't choose yourself. Nowadays people are choosing themselves to be Islamic Khalifa. Khalifa of Iraq and Syria. Now they start choosing themselves. And they can do anything in the name of Islam and destroy the name of Islam. But Allah says, we certainly chose him in the present world. And in hereafter, he will be indeed be among the righteous ones. And when his Lord said to him, Isqala lahu rabbu aslim, qala aslimtu li rabbil alameen. When Allah asked him to submit, he said, I submit to the Lord of all the worlds. Rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Isqala lahu rabbuhu. Aslim qara aslim to the Rabbil Alameen. Allama Tabatabai describes so beautifully. Is qala lahu rabbuhu aslim qala aslim to the Rabbil Alameen. Talking, one to one talk between Allah and his Khalil. A friendly one to one communication Allah describes. Allah describing first and second way, not like a third person. Not as a third. Third person is impersonal. One and two relationship is personal. That is qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alamin. They're talking to each other. That's the beauty of Allah's love towards Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah loved him after being tested. No. You know, you have to earn Allah's love. You know, it's in Quran that if you follow Prophet, Allah will love you. You know, Allah says in Quran that people claim that they love Allah. Allah said, follow Prophet, I love you. You know, that's how it is. You have to earn Allah's love. You know, we can claim all day that we love Allah, but what about if Allah loves or not? So that we can come if we are following the Prophet's path. Please recite Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When Allah said submit, he said, I submit to the Lord of the worlds. His submission was such a great submission. We accept Islam too, you know. Islam has stages, you know. Our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, says that the difference between Islam and Iman is the same as Masjid al-Haram and Khanai Kaaba. It's a boundary, big boundary. If somebody says, I accept Islam, means he is eligible to take inheritance from a Muslim, and he can get married in Muslim family. That's all it's about. It doesn't mean that he's a believer. It doesn't mean that he'll get reward on the paradise. Because he just said from his tongue. So only benefit he gets from this Islam is that he can live in Muslim community. But that doesn't mean anything on judgment day. There's Islam, which is in reality, which we do Kalma Shahadat. But what Islam is, Qala Rabbu Aslim, was a different Islam for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Aslim was so different that when he saw in his dream that he's slaughtering his son, he really tried to slaughter the son. That's Islam. That is Islam which is the highest degree of Islam. And we see that because of that testing, he was appointed, it was the final test when he saw in his dream about slaughtering his son. And Allah loved it so much that after that, say, Inni ja'alu lin-nasi imama. Then he was appointed as an imam. But look, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His imamah starts after the shahadat of Hazrat Imam Hassan alayhi salam when he was a young man. He was a 47-year-old man when his imamah started. Way earlier, because he deserved that imamah. Why he deserved that imamah? Because from the childhood he had promised his grandfather that I'm going to sacrifice my life for Islam. I'm going to sacrifice my children for Islam. I'm going to sacrifice chadar of my family for Islam. And he sacrificed it so degree that his aslim was different than aslim of other Anbiya. His aslim was different. His Islam was a unique Islam that he said Islam. His saving of Islam had a different meaning that we see that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he takes to Ismail alayhi salam to slaughter him, he was not thirsty or hungry for 3 days. And he covered his eyes. And he covered the eyes of Ismail alayhi salam so that he doesn't see that blood coming out. But look at our Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He has a young son there too, Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam. He is thirsty for 3 days. And his son is thirsty for 3 days. And he is fighting in the battlefield. When he comes from the battlefield, he said, Father, I'm thirsty. Father, I'm so thirsty. If I get one drop of water, it will be enough and I'll fight again and create jihad. Imam Hussein says, Son, put your tongue in my mouth. And when he puts his tongue in his mouth, he takes his tongue out and says, Father, your throat is drier than my throat. This is the thing. And then Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, go back. Now you have to get martyred. Then your grandfather, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will give you Aab-e-Kawthar.